This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
What is going on? This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 187 of Within the Trenches, a podcast based on the experience of being a 911 dispatcher. This is going to be fun. We just went through Imagine Listening, episode 186. Very emotional, but now we're going to have some fun. I've got my guest host, Rob Big Mac McMullen.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello,
and we've got a live audience. Let's hear it. Ooh. That sounds sexy, right?
Not bad. I don't know about sexy, but no, yeah, sound pretty good, guys.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Not
very,
my very idea nice. Of sexy, but that's all right.
So this is the part where we talk about all the funny shit that happens in dispatch. So if you have a story that you would like to share, please raise your hand. And Jared, our homeboy over here,
Jared on the mic?
Yes, not Jared from Subway. He's been getting that a lot this past couple days.
Because
he has.
He's trimmed down. I think it's the veggie subs.
Yeah, very nice. So even if there's, you know, some funny stuff that has happened that's not even a phone call, stuff that's happened inside dispatch where, she's going to kill me for saying this, but when I was in dispatch, there was a time where it was myself, my supervisor, and one of my coworkers, I won't say her name, but there was a mouse in dispatch, and we see it hauling ass and running around and stuff. So what the hell is that? And somebody yelled, "Mouse." So my supervisor and I ran over there to go look for this mouse. And I turn around to look at my other coworker, and she's on top of the damn console already. She was a dispatch ninja because I did not hear her get on the console. I'm like, "What the hell are you doing?" She's like, "It's a mouse." I was like, "All right." Well, that thing was hanging like cliffhanger. What was it? Sylvester Stallone? Yeah, he was trying to crawl up the wall. It was nuts. So we ended up getting him in the garbage can and taking him out.
Aww.
And he got out. Yeah, well, we're not going to smash Jerry. I was going to say, does anybody know that Jerry? Did you get that reference?
Jerry.
Tom and Jerry?
Tom,
okay.
Jerry.
Womp, womp. Yeah.
Tom smashed with a hammer or something. Like
that's
a shovel.
Yeah, that's itchy and scratchy. It's different.
No, it's on Tom and Jerry too.
He always smashed. Oh, yeah, yeah. He did. He had a mallet. He was a dick like that. Yes.
Yep.
So anyway, yes, Jackass. That was just one of the funny things that happened in dispatch that I can remember. You know, there was... And this is on me, but there was one time. First of all, have any of you, you know, working in a on a midnight shift, have you stopped at the gas station to pick up like a gas station burrito or anything? No, no, nobody. Okay, so I ask because there was one time I was going into dispatch to work for midnight shift. I was going to be working from 1 to 5. And I stopped at a gas station and got this huge-ass burrito. It was called the Red Bomb. And
should have been the Brown Bomb.
That's what we're going to get to. I bought a Red Bull as well. It was not the best thing to do.
It gives you wings.
But it gave me more than wings. So I get to dispatch, and I had heated this thing up, and I was eating it. And I finished. It was luckily just one of those times that I was able to get through food. Because usually when you're in dispatch and you're taking emergency phone calls and you're trying to eat, you're in squirrel mode where you're like packing it in the side of your face, right? Or your mouth. So I got through the burrito. I was all satisfied. I had the Red Bull. And then there was a call from a surrounding agency saying that there was a chase that was going on. Well, I'm taking the call and I'm getting information out there and I start to get a little bubble gut. And I thought, what the hell is going on? So I'm taking this calls and I'm, you know, it's going. I'm like, oh God, why? Why right now while this is going on? This is bullshit.
It's gonna be a Ricardo sheet.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to go code brown. So I sent a message over to my partner, and I said, you have no idea what's going on over here on this side. Because I was the only one on phones at the time, and they were on the other side, so they couldn't hear me over there going, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. So I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to stay calm as I'm giving information for this BOL on this car that's going to be coming into our county. And I start sweating like hell. And I sent a message, and I said, I need you to take this call because I have to leave. And so he ends up taking the call. I put him on hold really quick, and I hauled ass running. But before I get out, he's like, why don't you just use the one that's here in dispatch? I was like, I am not going to drop heat right here, dude. That is not going to happen. So, you know, I run and I do my thing and I come back and I get back on the phone and, you know, there the damn car ended up turning around and going back in. But he was doing circles, so I'm still on the phone call. I get back on it and my damn stomach starts messing up again. So I have to run again. And but this time it was bad enough that I said, you know what, screw it. I don't care what you guys hear or whatever. I'm going to use the one that's here. And I turned the water on. Hopefully it would help. I turned the water on. I turned the fan on. And I just started praying. It was kind of like that scene in Dumb and Dumber where the dude just, like, is dying. And then I came out. And my coworkers are laughing their asses off. They're like, how'd it come out? You all right? I'm like, shut the hell up. So I learned my lesson not to have a gas station burrito and a Red Bull.
That'd be like eating a gas station sushi. I mean,
well, seriously. That'd be worse.
I don't know.
But that was bad enough, man. Made smelly.
Made smelly?
It was bad.
Made it?
No. So now that I've fully embarrassed myself with that, but it makes for a good story, right? Anyone have any calls, any funny calls or any open mic blunders or anything like that? Nope. We got a hand raised over there.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Jared. Today. We ain't got all day.
do your Bushwhackers thing that you did last year. There it is. He's doing it. Yeah, dude. Very nice.
I had a call from a lady, and she lives in town, one of our towns that we dispatch for. And she calls me, and she's very serious. And she tells me, ma'am, my apartment is exactly like the guy above me. It's laid out the same. The couch is in the same position. The stove, the refrigerator, everything is in the same position. And he is having sex at this time, and it's coming through my ceiling. The semen.
Oh, no.
What?
She said it's coming through the semen?
The semen was coming through the ceiling.
Semen through the ceiling.
Oh, holy hell. Was
so, it literally was coming through the ceiling.
She said she could feel the vibration of sex going on above her.
Yeah.
She wants to know what we can do for her.
Give her a raincoat. Hi.
We did a welfare check on her. Just make sure.
Welfare check.
Oh, my God.
Ma'am? Ma'am, is everything okay? I'm fine. She's out front smoking.
It must have been
a
horse.
And not only did I take one from this lady, there's another dispatcher that took one from the same lady.
Holy cow. Was it like same night or?
It's
like
a sequel.
Yeah.
Nice.
Go ahead.
I have only been there 6 months.
Yeah, we can't.
She was one of my first 911 calls, and she said, I need a squad to take me to the city because an alien implanted evidence into my vagina. And I look at my trainer with my big eyes. I'm like, did she really just say that? Here's the phone.
So what was the evidence? Asking for a friend. I know he's going to ask that. So.
Holy cow. Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
I might have nightmares
We got a no-no here. Come on, Jake.
All right, we got one on the right side. It just takes one person to tell a story for it to go
Boom.
All the way down.
Well, they opened the curtains for the dirty call, so I'll continue that.
Oh, yeah. We got to have the dirty calls.
Bust it out. This is the shit that people don't get to hear, so let's do it.
I took a call. Guy immediately said that he broke his penis. I said, how did you do that? He said that he woke up to go to the bathroom, and it was dark, and he woke up with an erection and ran into the wall.
Wow!
Was that the first time? Caught
so
off guard.
I went through the general questions, asked him if it was bleeding, and he said no, but it's swollen and it's bent to a 45-degree angle.
Is that like being obtuse? What geographical shape is that?
I'm thinking. I don't know. 40.
So he got taken to the hospital, of course, but we later found out, which you...
Calm down, Wendy. It's all right.
Which you all know, we don't get the full story, and sometimes we don't even get the real story. We just send him, and that's it.
Now we have the rest of the story.
The fire department did tell us that that's not what happened. He was actually masturbating, and somebody came home early, and he tried to run into the other room and ran into the wall.
Oh, my gosh. So she literally got half the story, because,
exactly. It's like, I am like... There's so many questions that I have going through my mind right now. That's like, what in... Jared, you've got Adam.
You need to put a raincoat over the mic.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's craziness.
Right, yeah. I think my voice even got a little high.
I'm just thinking, damn.
I know. You know that arm is like...
Whoa. Exactly. That probably wasn't the best motion to... The best...
How was that again, Ricardo?
Yeah, exactly. He's like...
Popeye. Yeah. Good Lord.
So I've got a couple. One's not mine, so I'll pick on him and then I'll do one of my own. But one of our dispatchers was on medic side and he cleared a medic and then he thought he was unkeyed and all of a sudden he starts humming a little tune and all of a sudden he goes, shooby dooby, show me your boobies.
Live on the EMS radio. So
it went over?
About 5 minutes before he left. So he literally made it to the parking lot and one of the coworkers had recorded it off the recorder, made it as a ringtone, and everybody had it on their phone. So the next day, anybody's phone, a text came through. That's all you heard was the shoot.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
I hope, though, that it wasn't a female that was, like, on the med unit.
It was a female.
Oh, snap.
Now,
back at home, that would definitely get us a trip to HR office.
We never heard a word from him. We don't know if she didn't hear it or what, but we've actually never heard any. No, nothing ever came from it. It was our own inside little joke.
Amazing.
But it was hilarious.
Wow.
Well done.
I told this one last year, but it's my only really funny one that I ever had, so I was pretty new in dispatch, and I was not great at reading plates or 28s on the radio quite yet, so the county had called in for me to read a plate back, and it came back, it was on a motorcycle, so I'm getting ready to read it back, and I blanked on the make of the vehicle. It was K-A-W-K, and I'm like, I couldn't remember, so I'm like, well, it returns to a 1985 black cock.
Yes.
Live. And
yeah, exactly.
My deputy chief was standing in the room when I read it, and we both just turned and died. There was probably people calling for me on the radio for the next 10 seconds, and I couldn't answer.
Good Lord.
We lost our shit, but it was pretty funny. So.
You're the John Holmes of dispatch.
I said it once, and he laughed on the radio, the guy that said it, and I never lived that one down. So that,
just know
that's
what's
mine.
On Adam's mind most of the time.
Oh, man. I'm crying.
Would have been like a repeat.
Or repeat.
Oh, man. See, like I said, just takes the one to make it go all downhill. But this is good. Like I said in the beginning, you know, it was all emotional, and now we're laughing it off. This is good.
So I got a call from an elderly lady that said that she was having stomach problems. So I was getting her information, asking her, you know, what her symptoms were and stuff. And she said, well, I just have really bad cramps.
She said, and you need to make sure that EMS has their horse gloves on because I am extremely compacted and they're going to need to dig it out of me.
Oh!
So I look at my partner and I'm like, I put it on mute and I tell her what's going on and I said, how the hell am I going to page this one out? So I page it out and I just said, EMS, go to this situation, whatever. And I tell them the place to go. I said, and for further, please contact dispatch.
That's the way to do it.
I don't know what happened. I didn't ask.
Did they take gloves?
I don't know.
My question is, what kind of person thinks that EMS have horse gloves?
It's like, yeah.
It's like, make sure they've got them like, shoulder high, bad boys.
Right.
Oh, here it comes. Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord.
Over here.
All right, we got one over here on this side. Jeez.
Horse gloves. Make sure they got the horse gloves in them. Okay.
Make sure they're ribbed. I apologize. I'm ashamed of that one.
We have a fairly rural county, and we got a call, and my caller said that there was a man walking along the highway wearing a cape. And every time a car would go by, he would pretend to fly. And I'm like, how am I going to put this out? And so I collected myself, and I tried to be professional, but my caller was laughing, too. And so I collected myself, and I put out the description that there was a man wearing a cape. And I asked my caller, I said, can you give me any further description of what he's wearing? He goes, a cape. All I saw was a cape. Our officer, our responding officer, calls in. He says, can you describe the cape? I need to know if it's Batman or Superman.
Nice.
That's where you're just going to go, smart ass, just take the call.
But was that all he was actually wearing was a cape?
I believe he had other clothes
on. Okay. Okay, good.
But he
all
was
right.
promptly escorted to the other side of the county. He was passing through.
Oh, yeah, of course. Make that that escort detail.
Put it off on someone else, yes.
We're going to take you to the county line and get you the hell out
That's
of here.
That's the way.
So I live in a college town, and with college towns are also where I live, a lot of homeless people. And there was some preppy, I could tell she was just so prissy and stuff. She calls in. It was it was almost third shift, and she's like, these two homeless people are having sex outside. And the girl's screaming, and I was like, well, are they finished? Like, what do you want me to do? Like, they're obviously not wearing anything. And so I put the call in and stuff, and the officers were, like, blowing up MDT. And, like, I didn't know anything else. I asked if they were finished. No one answered, so I never
See? Gone. And that's some of that closure that I was saying that we don't get.
The officers get on scene, gone on arrival.
Yeah.
Okay. So I took a 911 call. I got two of them, actually. Only one of them's mine. I took a 911 call, and this lady said that there's a car that's disabled on the side of the road. What's the vehicle description? Well, it looks like a Batmobile. Okay. So I put Batmobile in the narrative. So an officer keys up. Dispatch, could you advise the vehicle description? Dispatcher says, caller's advising it's a Batmobile. He's like, I'm clear. Batmobile lost his wheel and Joker got away.
That's funny.
Very nice. Very nice.
My other one doesn't involve nudity. Sorry.
Damn it.
So this lady calls in. She's frantic. She calls 911. She said, my boyfriend's not breathing. He's in cardiac arrest. He's dead. Okay, tell me exactly what happened. She said, well, I just keep up on him, and he's not doing anything. He's dead. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to tell you how to do CPR. She's like, no, I got you, boo. She's like, I Googled that shit before I called you.
What? Wow.
I Googled that shit. It's all good now. Damn.
Dang, with the,
I don't need your instructions.
With the snap.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to tell you how to make sure you're doing it right. I'm going to tell you how to do it anyway. She's like, no, I'm doing it right now. I'm like, Heifer, you ain't doing CPR because you know when they're doing CPR and when they're not. Like, she wasn't out of breath or anything. So.
You don't want to say, bitch, you ain't doing that. I know.
My director's right over there.
Which one? Oh, he doesn't matter. We've heard stories about it. Doesn't need to tell. It doesn't worry about anything.
Don't worry. I'll make sure to cut your name out both times.
So anyway, we're counting and doing CPR and doing chest compressions. We're not, but okay.
We're not.
So the next thing I hear is, Janice, what are you doing? Her name is not really Janice, just so you know, so you can leave it in there.
That
oh,
works.
Good.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Janice, what are you doing? And I just kind of let it go. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4. Janice, get off me. Who's that? That's him. Help me save him. He's dead. He's dying. He's not breathing. I'm like, is that him talking?
Drugs are bad.
Yes, he's dying. I'm like, but is that him talking? Like, yes, save him. So by the time officers got there, she went to jail for being on drugs.
Oh, he said it, man.
Drugs are bad.
Yeah.
I think he had, the red shirt had one too.
All right, so I took a call in the rural part of our county, like 9 o'clock at night. This lady's like, I just hit a dog, and she wanted animal control. And she's like, well, I need to get them to a vet, so I threw the dog in the car. Okay, so I'm like, describe the dog for me. She's like, small, brown, short ears, really, really small. And as a, you know, D personality, we're figuring out what it is. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a dog. And then she's like, shit, it's awake. And I'm like, is it a fox? It's like, well, I don't know what a fox looks like. She's like, I have two kids in the car seats, too, in the car. And I'm like, where are you at? She's like, well, I shut the door. I'm outside. I was like, ma'am, open the door and let the fox out. And she did. So.
Wow, nice. Thank you very much.
That was awesome.
We've got.
So what did the fox say?
Yeah.
So we got, one in the,
yeah, we've got time for one more story.
Best for last. Come on.
My stomach hurts. I was laughing too hard.
Okay, this doesn't involve vaginas, erections, none of that.
Sorry, we got another story anywhere?
I like that. I like that there's a precursor here.
So we'd had a lot of rain and a lot of our county floods when it rains a lot. So we got a call from a younger guy, Brannick. My car's stuck in water. It's flooding. Well, immediately you go into panic mode. Fire rescue. We got to get the fire department. This guy's going to drown. Oh, pregnant girlfriend. His pregnant girlfriend was in the car. Wouldn't get out of the car. Can't get out. We're stuck. We're trapped. We roll everybody. They get out there. They're out there 4 or 5 minutes. The next thing we hear is a deputy key up and say, radio, can you log that a bicycle just went through the water? They still wouldn't get out of the car.
Hey,
wow.
Turn around, don't drown. I mean, we tell them, you know, don't get out of the car if you're in water. It doesn't matter if it's only a quarter of an inch deep.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, all of you, for being here for this session, going through the Imagine Listening part of this, and especially open mic. Like I said, we start out with the emotional part, and then we end off with the funny part. So, again, thank you very much for those who are listening to this episode. If you have any comments, questions, or if Rob pissed you off, you can email us
at
wttpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you may do so. That is @911podcast. You can like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. This episode is supported by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. And this episode, along with all the others, can be heard 24/7 on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all of your favorite podcasting apps, as well as thejabberlog.com. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com.